The Adelanto Detention Center, owned by the privately contracted GEO Group, is one of the largest ICE detention centers in California. Democratic Congressman Dave Min of California said that prior to his visit, ICE had presented the image of a well-managed prison that provided hot, nutritious meals and had immediate access to medical care. He called the image that ICE painted a sharp contrast to the testimonies he had heard from three of his constituents.
They were concerned about their safety, about the quality of the food that they were eating, and they were concerned about their health and that the medical care was inadequate or non-existent at times. And so just a few examples of this. One of the detainees had been assaulted violently by his cellmate early on in his time in Adelanto. He's been there over 10 months at this point. And did not receive adequate mental health care, was suffering from anxiety, PTSD.
Min said that one of his constituents, despite living their whole life in America, is so fearful in the detention center that they are trying to expedite their own deportation. Min focused on the detainees' claims about safety and hygiene, saying that he couldn't get any straight answers. He focused on this because Adelanto Detention Center has been under scrutiny lately as a result of the death of detainee Alberto Gutierrez Reyes, who was allegedly denied medical help.
I asked how many people were transferred to hospitals and how many were physically injured and how many were, say, in critical condition. They said they couldn't answer those questions because there were a number of cases currently under investigation. I asked about deaths, and they said they had a number of deaths, at least three that they could talk about. But they said they couldn't talk about this in detail because at least two of those cases were under investigation. So they couldn't tell me the circumstances. They couldn't tell me if these people had died in Adelanto or at the hospitals they were transferred to. So we didn't get any straight answers on that.
After his visit and talking to detainees, Min called for greater oversight on ICE detention centers. He said that despite the conditions described by the detainees, Adelanto is still considered a better run facility than others. He claimed that ICE and the Department of Homeland Security see the detainees as less than human. He called this the legacy of former Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Very concerning that they're in these conditions. And when we're talking about ICE now potentially purchasing hundreds or thousands of warehouses around the country to house new detainees, to process new detainees. And I think I heard them talk the other day about how they want to make deportations more like how UPS and FedEx move packages around the world. These are people. These are not packages. And that lack of humanity, the lack of respect for their human rights and dignity, I think came through today at Adelanto in talking with my constituents. And it's something that I take as a deep concern when we talk about what ICE is doing around the country right now.
Min called these detention centers prisons, and he said today's visit will not be the last. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.